שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. התהללו בשם קודשו, התהללו בשם קודשו, ישמח למבקשי השם, ישמח למבקשי השם. התהללו בשם קודשו, התהללו בשם קודשו, ישמח למבקשי השם, ישמח למבקשי השם.
Rabash. A bit sand, some stones. That's, for instance, in Tiberias, there's a building. Someone wants to give a present to his friend's wedding. You know. So I'll give you three truckloads of sand. Is that a gift or isn't it? How much do three trucks of sand cost? It's a lot of money. If I'll give you a quarter or half a kilo of silver, a quarter of a kilo of some gold, 1/8 of a kilo of diamonds, it follows, what do we lack? The servitude of the Creator is not that important for us. Had it been important for us, I would say 15 minutes to serve the Lord, that's also good. Since it's not important, had I served the Creator all day long, maybe I would relinquish corporeality. But 5 minutes a day, is it worthwhile for that? No. So we should see, what do we lack? Importance. Importance is what we lack. This is the meaning of divinity in exile. This is what we learn about. Only for what? Exile. For me, it's an exile. For the Creator, it's not exile. Only for me, this is exile. What does exile mean? Just as a person does not want to escape exile, so does a person want to escape the work of the Creator. How? I can't interpret. I don't know Hebrew good enough to explain that. This is why, this is what we lack, no more. This is the meaning of, we have to work over the glory of the Torah. It is written everywhere, the glory of the Torah, the glory of the Torah, the glory of the Torah. What is the glory of the Torah? For the Torah to be respectable with us.
Glory of the Torah. And this is something special. We're moving to the sea, and I think everyone feels it. Recently, Pharaoh is very sensitive and very attentive to us. And the beginning of the man's sensation of the spiritual is basically the exodus from Egypt. Right now, we have an amazing chance on this lesson to make an extraordinary effort to show that this is only my exile. This is what I feel. But I don't believe that my friends feel the same. I mean, they're already out of this Egypt, so I just have to see it. So we prepared a special game for you that will inspire each other. And the goal is very simple. So we pair up. So one friend is Moses. So here's a Moses. Another friend is a Pharaoh. So now what we do is Moses takes, he goes to Creator and he asks, you know, he tries to convince the Pharaoh to let the friends go, to let them out of the Egypt and to explain it. So here we're going to show something like, you know, just a small presentation of how it goes. So Pharaoh, I'm extremely excited about what my friends are doing. I think they're ready, you know, they're ready out of the Egypt. So I just ask you, you know, just politely, just let them go, you know, like they're no longer your slaves, you know, they want to go out. I mean, they're, please.
Not today. Not today. Today I can't.
All right. So if the Pharaoh rejects Moses, so he gets like hilarious laughter, and then they switch the rounds, and so now another friend is playing Moses, another plays Pharaoh, so we switch. So let's try to do it with the great importance of the goal, and let's keep the intention and do it not just as a game where we laugh and, you know, make fun of each other, but where we intentionally try to inspire to show this greatness of the goal, to show that we really pledge for our friends. We really want to let them go. Not myself. I can stay there, but my friends should exile the Egypt. Please.
Pharaoh.
Pharaoh, come on, sit down. Where are you going? Okay, decide. You're Pharaoh, you're Moses. Pharaoh, look at me, man. Yeah. Yeah. They're the greatest. They're the greatest of the generation. They're doing such work. You can't imagine. And they're doing it together, mister. Together. So, the truth is, I'm not really asking you. We're just informing you. We're going out. Good luck. If you want to respond, enjoy.
Look, you speak well, but I feel your heart. It's a heart of stone. You're all separated. And you really get nothing, so I can control you.
See? You want to go out to the desert? Go out. What do you have out there?
No, Dama. Huh?
Every morning I come here for these friends. I know them for years. And even though I feel less and less power, I'm certain it is time that these people will reach their goal in coming here. And I'm asking not you, but the Creator, to give them power to make that move and ask as one man with one heart.
And
I think we're very close to it, so it's worthwhile for you that we'll take you with us to help them make this move.
No problem. I'm with you. I'll give you the powers so you can be as one man in one heart, so you can be connected. You'll get the reward for it in this world and also in the next one. Good reward. I'll pay for it.
We'll put you in the bag.
La 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 la